This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I was just a pig in heaven.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, man. We are getting closer to Sunday, which means we put last Saturday behind us. Start thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
We tried to.
The Seattle Seahawks game's in the past.
I keep watching it.
It's like dust. It's gone now. They're all gone now.
I would have did something.
All the wins and the losses are gone now.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Oh, hold
what
on.
Happened?
Yeah, that's just my... We're good. We're good.
Well,
we'll see.
We're really not.
I had my volume on my computer.
And if people want to know, I'm dealing with something voice-wise, but we'll get through it. And you're smiling. Shasky said I sound terrible, but I'm here. Let's go. We got Acho joining us today, and this is a big-ass game.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, playoffs.
You know, I was thinking about a lot of stuff regarding this game, and we're going to touch on what Brian Baldinger said, at least.
Was it Baldy or me?
Well, that's we don't usually play sound right off the top. Ah, but what the hell? We may as well get it started. I just thought it was incredible. Yesterday, Guru and I were talking about this game, and you know, I said the 49ers absolutely can win this game. I said they have a coaching advantage. And I thought you wouldn't fight me, and you ended up saying, well, you know, because people say what they say about Sirianni, and you said, you know, I could be disrespect because you know, Sirianni's won one, and Kyle hasn't, and
right.
Sirianni's this, that, and the other thing, and I just knew you wouldn't have said that, you know, 8 weeks ago.
I told you I'm growing.
But, no, you were sticking up for Sirianni yesterday.
But I told you and Evan in the green room, I'm sticking up for the accomplishment of one with a ring and the bling. So it wasn't Sirianni, really. It was the fact that Sirianni and Hurts have got it done. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
But to me, it's still noteworthy.
Okay.
This is with Brian Baldinger. He's our Odyssey NFL insider.
Baldy.
Keep in mind, this is in Philly on WIP. He doesn't just do shows for us. He does shows for other stations. All on the Odyssey Network, though, by the way. Here you go.
I wouldn't even be close. He's Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even. I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
Guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I. You know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
All right, so I'm gonna actually do that again and set it up much better. But this is Brian Baldinger. He's on with Spike Eskin yesterday of WIP. And the question was, would you take Sirianni and Hurts or Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy?
Yes, sir.
And he said the former.
I wouldn't even be close. It'd be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? You wouldn't even have a debate?
No, not even a debate.
So how
One
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I you know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
Now, I need you.
Fascinating that we had that discussion yesterday. And I said, okay, well, then who's
your boy from the Cowboys last year?
McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy. Yeah. I was like, well, then Mike McCarthy's a better coach than Shanahan and everybody else. And I said, that, you know, we can go on resumes and that's how we can make the decision. But so, okay, it's Sirianni. But I was like, we got to look closer than that. But what I'm getting at is Baldy said the same thing as you. Is like, what? How can Shanahan and Hurts be better than Sirianni and Purdy? Sirianni's going to the playoffs 5 out of 5 years and has a Super Bowl.
And been to it twice. Well, yeah, gotcha. But I do want to say this to you. Been to it twice.
Yep.
You used a word. I didn't give you credit before I left, but when I got in the caddy, you were the context police. You hit me with that. And I said, damn, I'm feeling that, because if you watch what the Niners are doing with what Kyle's has at his disposal, that to me should give him some more points as opposed to just bling, bling, no bling. So I'm asking you to be to Baldy what you were to me yesterday, the context police, because for, and Baldy's his prerogative, Bobby Brown, but to say it's not close, Kyle's been there twice, one with Jimmy and the other with Mr. Irrelevant. So we got to put some.
No,
but if you feel how you feel, Brian, and Baldy's the guy, but to say it's not close, I think it's going to be a close game Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Let me make it clear about yesterday. I just felt like, you know, over the course of the last, let's say, 5 years, since Sirianni's been there and what the Eagles have done and stuff like that, it felt to me, you know, I get it. We're in San Francisco. You know, and Kyle Shanahan, his name as a football mind comes up way more than Sirianni.
There we go.
There's just no doubt.
Right.
I mean, if Sirianni got fired tomorrow and Shanahan got fired tomorrow, who'd get hired first?
I think Kyle.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, from that context, I thought most people would have taken Shanahan and Purdy.
Yeah, but his brilliance offensively, if I told you outside of being a leader of men, which is important, what's Sirianni's claim to fame? He don't have one.
Well,
you know, Kellen Moore left, he was a coordinator, and now they're saying that's why the offense is sputtering. But you know what? Kyle's known like Andy Reid and McVay offense.
Yeah, I mean, but if you look, you know, this is the thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's easy for me yesterday to say, you got to be kidding. Sirianni isn't in Kyle's league, and nobody would have ever thought that, you know, for the last 5 years. Okay, here we go. Sirianni, this is his fifth year with the Eagles. He's gotten to the playoffs all 5 years. He's 5-for-5. Sirianni, this is fascinating to me. Sirianni in the playoffs, 6-3. Shanahan in the playoffs, 8-4. Same winning percentage. Jalen Hurts, postseason, 6-3. Brock Purdy, postseason, 4-2. Same winning percentage. So, I'm kind of with you. I'm surprised that he would take Sirianni and Hurts. But then again, I also think what he's looking at is, well, clearly the Super Bowl, that they've got one. But I also think it might be about what Sirianni and Hurts have done together for 5 years. Not that Purdy and Kyle haven't, but I think Baldy's putting a lot of emphasis onto the relationship of Sirianni and Hurts, and how over the five-year period they've had ups and downs, but that union together might be stronger.
Yeah.
Better.
I'm not mad at that. We're all different. You, Willard, Dibbs, Spadoni, Shasky. So None of us have played in the NFL. Baldy has, and he is a former player. And to me, it sounds like he's putting so much respect on the fact that they got it done. Kyle/Jimmy didn't get it done. And that's all I was trying to bring up yesterday in regard to how can a guy and a quarterback that haven't gotten it done supersede a guy, even though we feel like Sirianni looks like, I don't know what's going on. His resume is his resume.
You know what? And this is a great example, perhaps, and I'm just asking 49er fans, of perception maybe over reality.
Man,
we've been out here for 9 years watching Kyle Shanahan, way more ups than downs, way more highs than lows, way more creativity than blandness, and they just haven't gotten over the top. Meanwhile, we kind of look at Philadelphia, and whether it's their fan base or their media, maybe their problems are overblown and that the Eagles are really overcoming stuff.
But
I mean, what I'm getting at is,
I'm there.
Here's what I'm getting at. I guess Sirianni's not a laughingstock around the league, and I guess Shanahan's not a top three coach in the NFL, because I think Hurts and Purdy are pretty equal, but I would take Shanahan over Sirianni. I'm just saying, Baldy's saying no.
And
hold your horses now.
Who is that?
Of Monsters and Men.
Stop!
No, I read Of Mice and Men.
That's Steinbeck. That's a novel.
But no doubt, I read it. Who sings that? Of Monster and Men.
That's the name of the band, Of Monsters and Men, and that.
Now, why would...
Hold your horses now.
Real
the
quick.
Song is called The Mountain Song. Right.
Why would you of? Couldn't you just ditch of and it just be Monsters and Men?
I guess so.
Evan, why the of?
You know, I never thought about that, but that's one, a great point.
That's one for Marcy. Why don't you ask Marcy? That's okay. Her genre.
Yeah.
She would understand that. I think they're from Ireland.
And I want to give a shout out to a coworker on the radio.
No chance.
Next segment.
No.
Yep.
Disallowed.
Yep.
By the way, we're working on something special down the road, and I'm going to tell you on the other side.
And you owe the boss an apology.
No chance. 888-957-9570 is the number. Come on, let's go. Eagles, Sunday in Philly. What do you think of what Baldy said? Is he pandering in Philadelphia? Was he pandering? We should get him on today, just special. And ask. Just try to fake it and just act as though you're just asking the question. All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.